This week, we look at Czech society, which has traditionally been homogeneous. There have, of course, always been religious differences in terms of dialect and culture, such as folk music. But Czechs understand each other no matter what part of the country they come from and consider themselves to be of one nationality. That, however, has started changing. Vít Bohanka reports.
The Czech society has traditionally been quite homogeneous. Of course, there have always been regional differences in dialect, culture, folk music, etc. But people generally understand each other, no matter which part of the country they come from, and they consider themselves to be of one nationality. That has started changing. Pavla Novotná is the director of the Asylum and Migration Policy at the Ministry of Interior Affairs.
Česká republika za těch posledních 20 let se stala v podstatě standardní zemí imigrační z hlediska legální migrace.
The Czech Republic has become a standard destination country for legal immigration during the past 20 years or so. It is now normal that we process dozens of thousands of applications for entry and long-term stay of foreign nationals. That is how we got overall more than 500,000 immigrants. Some of them come here to study at our universities and colleges. Others are invited to work in our industry in all kinds of positions, managerial, highly qualified as well as low qualified jobs.
Je to dáno i celou řadou vědců, kteří přijíždějí na území České republiky, ale mimo jiné třeba i lékaři.
There are quite a few foreign scientists, doctors and nurses. I would like to stress that it is these legal immigrants who form the vast majority of foreigners in Czechia. Only a tiny fraction are asylum seekers. There are only some 1,500 of them. Roughly one third come from Ukraine, another third from other countries of the former Soviet Union, Georgia, Armenia, and others. The rest come from all over the world. We grant asylum only in dozens of cases every year. So yes, we have a lot of foreigners living here, but we deal with refugees very rarely.
Explains Pavla Novotná that the influx of foreigners has nothing to do with the recent refugee crisis. The Czech economy is doing very well, even booming in some places, and it brings unexpected problems and difficulties. For example, the new industrial zone in Kvasiny, eastern Bohemia, could serve as an excellent case study.
Přesunout přepravky z jednoho konce na druhý.
In this promotional video, Škoda Volkswagen, the car maker, proudly presents its new production plant, and rightly so.
Tady ale na retro zapomeňte. Jsme v nejmodernějším automatickém skladu menších dílů v Kvasinách.
It is super modern and created thousands of jobs, not just for the company itself, but its contractors too. In fact, so plentiful were the new work opportunities created that there were not enough Czechs to fill them. Recruitment started in Poland, Slovakia and Ukraine. Jan Hostinský is a mayor of Solnice, a town very close to the industrial zone.
Všichni jsme byli překvapeni mírou toho úspěchu a obávám se, že byla překvapena nejen Škodovka, ale i kraj.
We were all surprised by the scope of the success, and I am afraid it was not just the Škoda company that was surprised, but also the regional authorities and the ministries of industry and the interior in Prague. We ourselves were probably surprised most. Today we have some 12,000 workers in the industrial zone, which is about 5 kilometers long. So the growth in employee numbers was several times larger and faster than anyone expected. If you have a mixed residential and industrial area with infrastructure built for, say, 5,000 people, and all of a sudden there are about 4,000 more inhabitants, then there will inevitably be problems.
As foreign workers started arriving, they needed accommodation, health, recreation and other services that were limited or non-existent. And when you have a lot of mainly young men with nothing to do in the evening but hang around with money to spend, it may lead to trouble.
My jsme začali komunikovat prvotně bezpečnostní situaci, protože to je asi to, co
we started communicating first of all about the safety and security situation. That's what the locals were most concerned about. I really have to appreciate how the Interior Ministry and the Czech State Police approach the problem. I suppose they have a good and efficient command structure that makes it easy to react if there is a sudden change in population numbers and a sharp increase in traffic in a certain area. They very quickly increased the number of policemen in the streets and on the roads and opened a new police station in what must have been record time. Thanks to that, we had no increase in crime. I believe that due to their quick reaction, the security situation is now very good.
Díky všem těm opatřením relativně velice klidná.
And Mayor Hostinský says that contrary to popular rumor, the reaction of both central and local authorities was mostly swift and effective.
Ministerstvo vnitra zřídilo přímo u nás speciální služebnu cizinecké policie.
The Interior Ministry opened a new immigration police station and at the same time a special coordination center which helps foreign workers. It communicates on a regular basis with employers, the local authorities, but primarily with the immigrant workers and their representatives themselves. It provides them with information and assistance. It generates interesting new approaches to cooperation. For example, if there is a new group of foreign workers who come looking for employment, the coordination center is their first stop. They get information about all the legal requirements and paperwork, possibilities for recreation, and how to spend their free time, what medical and accommodation facilities are available, what are the local requirements for public order, etc. And here I must thank the local city police that we have together with Rychnov nad Kněžnou. Their officers are often present already at the first contacts with foreign workers to explain what is expected and what is not to be tolerated. I believe that this contributed to the fact that we have had very few complaints.
A díky tomu ten pořádek tady je.
Jan Hostinský, mayor of Solnice in eastern Bohemia. Similar problems, but on an even larger scale, have to be dealt with on the other side of the Czech Republic. Plzeň is a city of some 170,000 people in western Bohemia. Job opportunities in the city and surrounding area attracted workers from faraway places. Pavla Burešová is a police spokeswoman.
Na území města Plzně žije téměř 17 000 osob cizí státní příslušnosti, což je přibližně polovina celkového počtu cizinců, kteří...
There are over 17,000 foreign nationals living now in the city of Plzeň itself and double that number in the whole region of western Bohemia. They are mainly from Ukraine, Slovakia, Vietnam. They mostly have long-term or permanent residence permits. Their accommodation is organized and provided by employers or recruitment agencies. However, due to the fact that the local accommodation facilities have been running at their maximum capacity for some time already, these employees often have to commute from other municipalities. So there is a constantly shifting situation and capacity in the city and surrounding area. Right now there are some 90 hostels in Plzeň, some of them in rented houses or apartments, etc.
Pronajatých bytů, bytových domů a podobně.
Again, rumors started circulating. According to some popular media stories and social network postings, especially nightlife in Plzeň became dangerous due to this foreign workers' invasion. Pavla Burešová provides a different picture based on police statistics on violent crime in the city.
Celkově jich bylo spácháno 677. Nebo obvinili jsme 677 osob, z toho 87 osob cizí státní příslušnosti.
We have indicted 677 people in total. 88 were foreign nationals, that means some 13%. Overall, if we look at this year's statistics, there has been a drop in the number of foreigners indicted.
Co do počtu obviněných cizinců.
In other words, foreigners represent roughly 10% of the population and police blames them for 13% of the violent criminal activity. That is slightly more than average. But take into consideration that most of the foreign workers are young males without families. The local population includes children, women and retirees. It is hardly surprising that statistically speaking the foreigners in Plzeň are slightly more probable to behave violently. But let's take a look at a completely different and much less sinister complication that immigration brings to the Czech society. More and more foreigners either come with their children or give birth to them once in the country. Obviously, they need education. Hanna Vítová is the principal of the Na Smetance Elementary School in Prague, Vinohrady.
Vzhledem k tomu, že jsme Praha a centrální Praha, tak v naší škole je téměř 20% žáků cizinců.
Since our school is right in the center of Prague, about 20% of our pupils are from foreign families. They come from practically all continents of the world. This year, for example, we have 3 new children from India who did not speak any Czech when they came. Then we have some children from Indonesia, but most of the children come from the countries of the former Soviet Union, Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, Kazakhstan, and so on.
So, how does the school deal with kids who come and can't communicate with their teachers?
U nás už funguje taková patronace děti nad dětma. A ty, které jsou u nás již delší dobu, tak pomáhají těm, které...
We introduced a kind of children's patronage in our school, a peer system. Those children who have been here for some time help newcomers who do not speak any Czech. The English language helps a lot. For example, those kids from India and Indonesia that I mentioned spoke at least some basic English. So I can say that to work with these children is interesting and fulfilling, even though it may be challenging at times.
To znamená, že ta práce je jednoduchá.
Prague is the capital of Czechia. There is a higher proportion of highly educated foreigners working as diplomats and managers. Most people who come from, say, Ukraine, get less paid jobs that don't require many qualifications. So one might presume that these immigrant families don't consider the education of their children so important. Principal Vítová resolutely disagrees.
To jsou rodiče, kteří touží potom, aby jejich děti měly lepší život, než mají oni sami.
These are parents who want their children to have better lives than they themselves. They work really hard and make sure that their kids study and do their homework.
Dohlídnou, aby se ty děti učily.
But teaching is hard work. Having to teach children who come and don't speak the main language of instruction makes it even more difficult. Hanna Vítová, however, sees it more as a positive challenge rather than an insurmountable obstacle.
Dali jsme se na tuto dráhu, tak nějakým způsobem je to i naše povinnost a prostě ta společnost se mění.
We chose this job, so in a way it is our duty to help these kids. Our society is changing, there is no doubt about it, especially here in Prague. It is becoming multicultural. If a teacher wants to work here, he or she simply has to adapt and get used to the fact that there will be three or four kids in the class who do not have Czech as their native language. What makes it easier, the foreign children do not come in a sudden wave. Their number grows gradually and they usually start speaking Czech more and more proficiently as time goes by. And there is also a kind of positive, even inspirational atmosphere too.
Přijdete k nám o přestávce a třeba se hovoří i třemi jazyky ve třídách.
Quite often you can hear three different languages in one classroom during breaks because the children can be speaking Czech, English and Russian.
Protože ty děti mezi sebou hovoří česky, anglicky, rusky.
Hanna Vítová, the principal of the Nasmetance Elementary School in Prague. What a great example. And an explanation why the Czechs simply have to accept that they live in a less homogeneous society and should draw inspiration rather than frustration from the fact. Vít Pohanka, Radio Prague.